I'm Ricky Bevington. Joining me today in the Georgia Public Broadcasting Performance Studio is Atlanta-based pianist John Burke. At only 28 years old, he has accomplished every musician's dream to be nominated for a Grammy Award for the year 2016. It's for his newest album, Origin, which is a breathtaking journey through what he describes as the creation of mountains. Welcome to the GPB Performance Studio.
Thank you, Ricky. Thanks for having me.
So let's just begin with some music to set the tone and let people hear your work. What are we going to start with?
So I'll start with the opening piece of the new album. It's called Arise.
What does the word origin mean? It's O-R-O-G-E-N.
That's correct. It is not a misspelling of the state Oregon. origin comes from oro, which is in a Latin, it comes from like ore. In Spanish, it's like gold. Gen comes from the word genesis, which is creation. So origin is a region of the Earth's crust where mountains are formed, and that's where all the tectonic plates break and push and cause the deformations in the ground that we know of as mountains. And so with this album, I try and kind of replicate that by making each piece represent like a tectonic force or shift, and all the while they're shifting and creating this melody that you hear throughout like the origin of the album, you know, and you can slowly hear it grow.
The making of mountains and mountains pushing up from underneath the earth is so visual. Talk about how you capture a picture through a sound and music.
When I listen to music, I've always kind of like visualized like shapes and movements. And whenever I write music, I'm very inspired by orchestral music. And I said, okay, how can I bring that to piano, even though I'm only one instrument?
Well, one song where you certainly succeed is with River Swept. It's a very flowing melody. So why don't we hear that one?
Absolutely. River Swept.
Let's get to the Grammys. It's every musician's dream. You said you have been playing piano now, if my math is correct, for 13 years.
That's right, 13 years.
Some people spend their whole lives trying to get just on the short list for a Grammy. What does it feel like to be up there nominated alongside musicians like Enya and Vangelis?
It's surreal. That is how I feel. It's all just been this, it's been incredible in many ways. So I felt, it was a pleasant surprise. It really was. I put in a lot of hard work. So, just a lot of really marketing myself, and it was grassroots marketing. I don't have a label. I don't have a publicist or anything. So it was just, it felt really empowering to see that. I've thought about this, like, you know, what if wouldn't it be great if I got nominated for a Grammy, but it's actually kind of terrifying too. But it's a good kind of scary.
So when you say grassroots self-marketing and promotion, what does that entail? How do you do it all yourself?
Well, it's a lot of just hours and hours of connecting with the community. You know, so Facebook has been a great tool. You know, everyone fears the word networking, but if you don't have like a team behind you doing that stuff, you really have to kind of pull it all yourself.
That was Earthbreaker from 2016 Grammy-nominated album Origin by Atlanta-based pianist John Burke.
Thank you.
You joke that this song, you call it Fingerbreaker. Mm-hmm. As you're composing music, do you ever write something that you physically cannot play?
That was that piece, and I couldn't play it up to that speed. You know, I could not do that. So that's why I taught myself, you know, this... just did it really slowly every single day to the point where it just kind of got second nature and I could focus a lot on, you know. And then, of course, so at the beginning in your head, you're like, I can't play that, but I'm going to make myself play that. I mean, that's practice, right? That's growth.
Success can often draw people away from where they start to New York or LA, for example. Are you going to stay in Atlanta?
I want to stay in Atlanta. I really do. You know, personal reasons. I have my friends and family here, of course. But professionally, it's been so amazing. And every year that I've started a new year as a full-time musician, it's only gotten better. And it's because of this city. And I'm at that point where I want to keep investing in the city and making it known as, hey, this is where the arts are happening. Like, the film scene is blowing up in Atlanta. There's an incredible music scene, and there all the genres are in it. There's a metal scene in Atlanta. There's a huge hip hop scene, and there's, I mean, classic, you name it. It has everything. And I just enjoy being in the South. I love it. I'd really like to stay in Atlanta.
Well, we hope that we can hold on to you, John Burke.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Thank you for sharing your story with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Why don't you take us out on one final song and tell us what it is?
All right. Well, this is Origin from the album Origin. And this is that final melody that you've heard throughout the entire album in its full, just, you know, presentation. This is the melody.